to Dailyish for Wednesday, August 5th. It's 18 degrees outside, probably 19 by now. I think I made my notes a little while ago. This episode of Dailyish brought to you by Feed.press. Visit feed.press/dailyish today and sign up to try Feedpress for podcasting and blogging, stats and hosting. For 14 days, no contracts, no commitments. Use promo code Dailyish during your checkout to get 10% off your first year. And it's also brought to you by Patreon supporters like you, patreon.com/iChris, to check out how you can support myself and my podcasting efforts more directly. A little more on that later this month, hopefully. Just want to thank Moondays in the comment threads, the subreddit. Thanks for giving me permission to take the August long weekend day off from work here. So thanks, bosses. She spoke for all of you. This is day Tuesday? Yeah, Tuesday and Wednesday. I messed up. And I've been waiting all morning to record this. Our kids are, you know, running around at home, and it's a little not nice outside, dreary, kind of rainy almost, or whatever. And kids are inside playing nicely but loudly, and so I kept waiting for them to be done playing and move out of the basement area right outside my office, which is not at all soundproofed. And so if you ever hear shouts in the background, that's them, obviously, not some other kid. But they just haven't. Now, actually, that I started recording, I think they've since left. So that's my story about kids and podcasting. So this episode, I was using the excuse of my kids, but I was also waiting for some sort of inspiration to hit this morning. It just hasn't happened. So I just thought I'd have to hit record to get an episode out today. Otherwise, I probably would just put it off and avoid. I recorded an episode late last night of the Show Me Your Mic podcast with a guest, and also I'm doing a recording tonight for the At You 2 podcast. And so there's lots of sort of later nights spent doing some recording, trying to shuffle those off, more podcasting stuff off of the during the day part, so that I can focus obviously on paying work. That's a good idea, I think, right? Anybody out there? Paying work is probably better than doing hobby work that may or may not someday generate income. Where was I going with that? The end result is, with the sickness in our house, it's left us a little foggy. So maybe that's where my inspiration has gone. I need more sleep. That's often the culprit for most of my... I rarely want to blame it for the, say, my mood or mental struggles throughout a day. Because I really enjoy, I'm a night owl by nature, I guess, and really prefer to stay up late working on stuff, playing with stuff, hobby stuff, video games, movies, TV, whatever, staying up late watching TV and shows and things like that. But kids have a way of not allowing that to be very helpful in the long run, because they tend to be up at 7:30. Our older two are actually really good at going and just playing and reading books and stuff. Our youngest is still in a crib, so she naturally starts shouting around 7-ish if we're lucky to get out of her crib, which is understandable. You know, if you're trapped in a crib, you might want to get out and go play. So anyways, I digress. Hopefully, the cold, I don't know how colds affect you. It's either like I keep getting little hints. It's like it's a cold tease. Where it feels like it's going to come on, and then it kind of dissipates throughout the day, and I feel better. So then by evening, I'm like, oh, I'm good. No worries. Stay up late. And then go to bed and wake up in the morning. Oh, crap, I should have gone to bed because I'm getting sick. And yeah, and repeat the cycle over and over again. So maybe you out there in Dailyish land have some tips for fighting off or keeping colds away. I'd love to hear them in the comments. Click the discuss this episode link. And if you haven't yet set up don't leave Moondays hanging alone out there. Set up a quick account. It takes a few seconds. You don't have to do anything else with Reddit, despite what you've heard on the internet about Reddit itself as a big, weird website. Just stay in the good stuff subreddit and leave comments there. Comment on this episode, your favorite tips for cold remedies or prevention that don't involve sleep. I want stuff that will, you know, basically some sort of magic bullet to help fix things without having to just resort to sleep and rest and, you know, those kinds of things. Because that's kind of boring and doesn't allow you to do fun stuff. So fun ways to prevent a cold. Let's hear your thoughts in the subreddit. All right. That's enough for this episode. Thank you for listening. I hope you have a great day. I will talk to you tomorrow. Bye.